This is just a quick little podcast. The last one, 22 minutes. This one, perhaps just 5 or 6 minutes. When I was young, a young woman, well, relatively young, I went to India for the first time. And I went to Haridwar because I saw it as one of the most sacred sites in India. And I never got to find Maya Devi Mandir, but instead I had a wild time, an amazing time. I bathed in the Ganga. I immersed myself in spiritual culture. I did yoga and just met the most fabulous wild characters. It was incredible. The second time I went back to India, I was on a mission this time, a proper mission. And the mission was about the notion of a particular myth. The first wife of Shiva, her name was Sati. I never knew about this. No one speaks about the goddess Sati. So I happened upon a myth about the goddess Sati, who ended up living just near, in the ancient myths, lived just near Haridwar. And Haridwar was where the Ganges meets the plains. It comes down from the Himalayas. And there was a great temple of Dakshina, whose Dakshina is Sati's father. Well, Sati met this dreadlock sadhu with long dreadlocks, wearing a lion skin loincloth, smoking ganja, smoking marijuana or hashish, and living up in the mountains like a wild man. She fell in love with him and ended up moving up to the mountains. Well, this story ended in tragedy when Sati saw the goddesses and the gods all going to a great feast run by her father in the local town, which we can or may be able to visit, maybe not. And she said to her husband, "I want to go." And he said, "No, we're hanging out in meditation. Just relax. It's all worldly nonsense. It's all fuss and stuff. We don't need to go to that." But she got increasingly angry and split herself into the 10 Mahavijayas, of which I've told you before. She terrified her husband and she intimidated him and made him run for the hills and said, "I'm going." So she goes to her father's yajna, which is a sacred fire ceremony, and she sees all the goddesses who mock her. "Oh my God, what are you wearing? Look at you, you look ridiculous. Oh my, your husband's worth nothing. He's a dirty dreadlocked sadhu who lives up in the mountains. Your life is pathetic, dear sister." So she gets so angry, she confronts her husband. She says, "You've disrespected us." And her father says the same thing. "Your husband's a layabout vagabond, lies in the smashan, which is the cremation grounds, covered in ash. He's disgusting." So she sets herself on fire. Her husband turns up and arrives and sees the charred corpse of his wife in the fire, in the yajna. All the gods are terrified of Shiva because he can lose his temper and be ferocious. He picks up his wife's charred body and is dancing the tanda of the dance of destruction, and the universe is quaking and all the gods and the goddesses are fearful because everything's falling down around them. All of their illusions of grandeur, all of their egoistic notions are all falling down under the might of Shiva. And the god Vishnu, after the pleadings of the gods, the god Vishnu throws his razor sharp chakra, this sort of like a round disc you would use in a martial arts movie, and cuts the body, the corpse of the goddess, up. And everywhere the goddess's body falls over ancient India, a goddess temple springs up, a peeth or a shakti peeth. Shakti means the power of the goddess. Peeth means a place or a sacred place, you know, a seat of the divine. And I've visited many of these shaktipeeths. That's been my pilgrimage. So the very first shaktipeeth was Maya Devi Mandir. And this is where her navel fell. The navel of the goddess fell here at Maya Devi Mandir. So in the myth, I was like, I have to go to this place. And I walked in and there were many, many sadhus. This was the time of the Saraswati, my Guruji's tribe, the Saraswati's goddess of knowledge. I ended up talking to the sadhus, and they took terrible fascination in me and the way I was dressed, very authentically with my head wrap. And they all wanted to be my guru. And I said, no, my guru's in Calcutta. So the next day, the day after I left Haridwar, traveled to Varanasi, traveled to Calcutta, traveled all the way over to Assam and Guwahati, where the yoni, the vagina of the goddess, sits. And on the way there, I had this incredible vision of my Guruji. I'd met him only once amongst many sadhus, but something had planted a seed in my consciousness. And when I saw him in my dream, I was so amazed. And when I got to Assam, I just felt a terrible urge to go all the way back. I was going to go somewhere else, but I went all the way back across India by train, which is a huge mission. And went to Maya Devi Mandir, and there he was sitting by the fire smoking chillum, and I walked up and I was crying and I said, "Oh, hello." And he goes, "Yes, you want chillum?" I said, no, you're my guru. I said, me, your dream. I said, "You are my big dream, and your face, I saw it. It was incredible. You looked like Hanuman." And he goes, "Okay, no problem. Me, your guru, you my pupil." And that started that relationship. So Maya Devi is also the place where I met my guru. It's a place that I've visited time and time again. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of background knowledge about that, because that experience is going to be part of our trip, as you will find out in the next podcast or two or three. Om Namo Narayan. And I look forward to telling you a bit more as we go.